Hi, this is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and I'm Chip Brim, filling in for Mom, which makes me Billy's boy. And so thrilled to have you. We've been talking this week on the importance of love and the how-tos of love. You know, sometimes we as ministers just, we try to coach or train or teach our people, hey, walk in love. That's what you need to do. And it's true. But if you get into it, there's a lot of details of love. You may have the patience thing down, but you don't have the touchy thing down. You may have the enduring thing down, but you don't have the rude part down. But whatever it is, that's what we've been talking about. And if you want to get the CDs to this, you can catch up. But we're talking because love never fails, and your faith doesn't work without it, and you're nothing without it, and it's pretty important. So I would think we need to really focus on this, church, and get this thing down. Plus, yesterday, golly, we got into the word about being a friend of God, being a friend of Jesus. Jesus said, you are my friend if you do what I commanded you to do, and that was walk in love. Then he goes on to say, there's no greater friend than a man lay down his life for another, and he did lay his life down for us. So there was nobody more qualified to say this than him, because he laid his life down for us. Now, are you laying your life down for me? Because if you do, then you're my friend. And what he meant was, what is it that you're dying off to? Some of these things that are keeping you from walking in this commandment, you need to let those things die. Is it you can't forgive somebody? You can't be patient. You're still rude. What is it? So we need to focus on the how-tos and focus on those little parts and get them all. We want them all. And the Holy Ghost, the love of God has been shed abroad in us by the Holy Ghost. We are well on our way to becoming who we already are. And glory to God, He's helping us. But we've got to. And I told the listeners the last 2 days, when I was coaching baseball, some of our teaching on love is as silly as me saying to a batter or a hitter, hey, you need to start hitting the ball better, and the whole problem may be his hip is flying out, which is taking his shoulders out, which his shoulders were good in the first place, and then taking his head out, and they were good in the first place, but if I can correct that hip, he'll stay in there longer, and everything else will work together, and he'll start going from singles to doubles to triples to home runs and having success. Well, you know what? Some of you have some of these things down, but you need to work on certain areas. So I charge you and coach you to go to 1 Corinthians 13, the Amplified, write all of those down of what love is, because it never fails. And it's so important. And I don't know about you, but Jesus said, if you're my friend, he went on to say in John 15, he said, I'll tell you everything my Father has told me. Oh, who? To his friends. See, it's a qualifying thing. I'm already your friend because I died for you. Now, are you going to be mine? Because it's a conditional contract here. If you do my commandment. So you can add in there, love never fails. Your faith doesn't work without it. And you're not a friend of God without it. Now, he's your friend, but I want to be his friend. Then he goes on to say, don't just be a servant, because a servant, and servant is good, he said. But the servant don't know what the master knoweth. But a friend does, because a friend confides in each other. And Jesus wants us to step it up from servant to friend. Don't forget servant. Don't quote me on that. I'm saying we need to have a servant's heart. But let's go up to another level and be his friends. Now, one scripture in Matthew 23, we're talking about love, is so important. A lawyer comes up to Jesus, and he was questioning him and tempting him and testing him, if there's any lawyers out there, forgive me, but, you know, I always read that and think, well, isn't it just like a lawyer to do that to Jesus? But after I studied this out and asked Mom about it, I can see where the lawyer was coming from. If I was there at that particular time when he asked Jesus, I would have been right behind that lawyer going, yeah, Jesus. Because the lawyer asked him this, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And this is coming from Matthew 22. Now we're in 36. Now, the question he asked was, which is the great commandment in the law? Because they quoted at least 5 times a day the law, which was 613 laws, and they're from Exodus to Deuteronomy. Now, Think about that. Quoted 5 times a day, 613 laws. Are you kidding me? I'd be behind that guy going, yeah, give us a break. Come on, is there a shortcut? Come on, Jesus, help us out here. And Jesus does. He helps him out. And he says, love the Lord thy God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Now, isn't that interesting, soul and mind? That's mistranslated there by the King James. That's actually from Deuteronomy 6. And that word, because soul and mind are the same thing. So actually the word mind, if you go back to Deuteronomy 6, is the word might. And that's the Hebrew word for resources. So actually what Jesus is saying is love God with all your heart, your spirit, with all your soul, that's your mind, your emotions, and with all your resources. That's why he went to the rich young ruler. That's why don't let anything keep you from loving God, not even your resources. And we're going to talk about a great resources testimony this week with Randy Laughlin, who's in our office. He's our sound guy right now. And then he goes on and he says, this is the first one. And he goes, this is the first and great commandment and law. And the second is likened to it. There's a tie for first. Love your neighbor as yourself. So love God with everything you got, your resources, your mind, your soul, and love your neighbor, whoever's around you, as yourself. On these two laws, on these two commandments, hang all the law and the prophet. You know what's interesting about that? He answered two questions when the guy only asked one. The guy only asked which is the great one in the law, but he said prophets as well. So he answered two. So what was he saying? The law represents the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. The prophets represent everything they prophesied from Jesus to the New Covenant, to the New Testament. So what Jesus was trying to say to this guy is, everything from the beginning to the end, from the old to the new, from the Old Covenant, Old Testament to the New Testament, anything that's been prophesied, everything hangs on these two laws. You can forget the whole 613 or 611. These two right here, this is what you need. This is it. You get these two down, you got her down. You love God with your money, your mind, your soul, your spirit. You become his friend and you love your neighbors just like that. And you work on these things. Then everything hangs on it. Your healing hangs on it. Your ministry hangs on it. Your future, your unseen future hangs on it. Everything hangs on your love walk. And every time I was preaching that and sharing that, the Lord was saying to me, Champions for Christ was 8 inches away from never happening. And I thought, what? And he would say, Champions for Christ, my ministry was 8 inches away from never happening. And every time I'd get to that point about everything hangs on your love walk, he would tell me that. And I would get to that point right before I'd preach it, knowing he's going to tell me, C for C, Champions for Christ was 8 inches away from never happening. Well, days and weeks go by. I measured out 8 inches. I didn't know what God was talking about, but he was telling me something. And we continued on. And finally, my wife said, well, Chip, did you ever get that 8 inches away ever figured out? And I said, no, I don't know what it means, but the Lord keeps telling me, if it wasn't for my love walk, Champions for Christ would have never happened. And she says, well, what if Champions for Christ never happened? And so we started thinking about all the healings and salvations and all the miracles and great things that have happened. And we said, that would have been a bad thing. There would have been a lot of lives that have been altered or different, things that wouldn't have happened. And we said, Lord. And so finally, that night, the Lord showed me what happened, why my love walk was Champions for Christ was never happening. Well, when I first started coaching in high school, we started winning state championships and people got jealous. That's just what happens. And I was down at practice and I got a call to go see the board of education, the school board and the principal and superintendent. And they wanted to see me and said I had, so I go up there and the news they gave me was I was being accused. And it was falsely accused that I was recruiting, illegally recruiting players. And I laughed because I couldn't hardly keep players on my team. I was so tough on them. I only had like 13. I was running them all. People, they didn't want to work as hard as we did, but they wanted what we had. And so I was walking out, and they said, "Chip, you don't understand. There's going to be a meeting, and 30 days from now, and they're going to have a hearing. And nobody has ever walked out of here with their job, whether you're guilty or not guilty. If you're accused and it's not anonymous, and they show up for the hearing, you're done." I'm going to tell you what, I was so mad. I didn't have the love walk thing down. I wanted to kill them, and I wanted to find out who they were. And here I am, a Christian, because they're going to take my job away. They're going to take all the success away. And then finally, Mama calls me and says, "Chip, listen, you got 30 days. There is a way to win this thing, because love never fails." And she said, "The first thing you've got to do is you've got to pray for those who persecute you." And I said, "Mama, I am not praying for somebody who I want to kill. That ain't happening." She says, "Well, you have to. It's scriptural." And I said, "Oh, well, what's the second thing?" She said, "Well, second thing is you got to pray in the Spirit like you've never prayed before." I said, "I can do that pretty easy." And the third thing is you got to say it with your mouth, because the Bible didn't say you have whatsoever you think. It says you have whatsoever you say it. It says, "No weapons formed against me shall prosper." So for 2 weeks, I did that. And all of a sudden, the love of God fell on me. And you know, for 2 weeks, I wasn't really praying from my heart for those people, but at least I was doing it. You know, I was training and I was doing it. And all of a sudden, the love of God came on me, and I was really, truly praying for those people from the love of God. His love filled me. And for 2 weeks, I couldn't wait to get that hearing to pray for those people, because maybe they didn't have anybody to pray for them. Maybe they were going to hell. And so we had that hearing, and there we are in that hearing, and the judge was getting ready to bring down his gavel, and he said, "We've heard enough, and nobody's going to walk out of here with their job on this thing. Chip, whether you're guilty or not guilty, it doesn't matter. We're putting the hammer down." And he brings that gavel down, and a lady stood up and says, "Wait!" And the Lord showed me in slow motion that gavel was 8 inches away from hitting that wood and stopping that case. And she went on to say what she had to say. And after the devil overran his case, that's the way he is. And they came back after what they heard, and they said, "In the so many years of this, we've never heard such a lie as that. And we're going to base this whole hearing on that lie." And he comes back down with a gavel and says, "Chip, you're free to go." And to this day, to my knowledge, it's the only one that has ever won. Let me tell you something. Love never fails. I went on to have that coaching career and to train champions. And then God called me and says, "Now, the way I've helped you train champions in baseball, it's time to train champions in the church. And we have got to be trained in love." Glory to God. Love never fails. Praise the Lord. Thank you for listening to today's Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. If you want more information, get on either Mom's website, www.billybrim.org, or mine, www.champions.org. With an S, the number 4, Christ, and .org. Or call us at 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri. Or get on our webcast that we have on championsforchrist.org. We have a webcast that is a monthly webcast that you'll enjoy. If you've got teenagers, have them come to our C4C Youth Rally, July 25th to the 29th. Call our office for that. In the meantime, this is Chip Brim, Champions for Christ, saying Shalom.